For well over a decade, people in Scranton have been marking September 12th as Interdependence Day, with a range of activities recognizing global interconnectedness in the 21st century. On Tuesday, September 12th this year, the Greater Scranton Interdependence Day Committee and the United Way of Lackawanna and Wayne Counties will host a program looking at interdependence through the lens of healthcare. Sandra Myers is Senior Fellow for International Civic and Cultural Projects at the University of Scranton and co-founder of Interdependence Day. She paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the event and the significance of the date, September 12th, chosen for Interdependence Day.
It was 9/11 that inspired my colleague Ben Barber and I to create Interdependence Day. We did it in 03. We started it with a glorious start at the American Philosophical Society in Philadelphia, created by Benjamin Franklin. And my favorite, should I say, I have a favorite founding father, I do. Anyway, I do love Ben Franklin for his brilliance and his pragmatism and his humor. And I just admire so much that he's done. We can count so many things that he's done. We had the opening there, and it was grand. It was just wonderful to do it there. And we had the good fortune to have a friend who was as president of a lawyer colleague. And so we were able to use the place. And it was off to a good start, a very noble group, including Harry Belafonte, who was a friend of my friend Ben's, and some really fine scholars. And it was wonderful. So we're continuing that. And in fact, Ben died a few months ago, but he had been doing Interdependence Day events around the world. And I decided to really make Scranton the capital of Interdependence Day in the United States. So that's it. And we try to do our best to make it as meaningful as possible. So it's going to be on the actual day this year, September 12th. And we're going to do it at the University of Scranton. We've been doing it at the Cultural Center, but one of the people on our committee suggested the university, and we have the choice space at the University of Scranton in Brennan Hall. And we're going to be looking at interdependence through a medical lens. And so the title is called Interdependence, A Medical Perspective, and we have as our guest speaker Jumi Barua, who's a doctor with the Wright Center, and that should be very interesting and meaningful, and I hope that we'll attract a lot of people, including a lot of medical people. That's September 12th, 5:30 in the afternoon, in the Rose Room in the Brennan Hall at the University of Scranton.
You remind us that John F. Kennedy used that word so many years ago.
Yes, I found that out just when I was trying to assemble the Interdependence Handbook that I did in about 04. And what I discovered in a speech that he gave at Independence Hall, July 4th, 1963, he said in that speech, bearing in mind that it was quite a bit after World War II and Europe was kind of reinventing itself, and was recognizing that they could do some things in harmony that they hadn't thought about before. He said, at that time, on Independence Day, it's time for us to have a declaration of interdependence. And that was, 40 years before, and how prescient he was to understand that interdependence is our reality. It's not an ideal, it's a reality. So we need to act accordingly.
Sandra Myers, Senior Fellow for International Civic and Cultural Projects at the University of Scranton and co-founder of Interdependence Day, speaking with us about this year's marking of Interdependence Day. It's Tuesday, September 12th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the University of Scranton in the Rose Room in Brennan Hall. It's Interdependence, A Medical Perspective, with guest speaker Jumi Barua, who is a doctor with the Wright Center. And that will be followed by a reception. If you need more information on the web, it's interdependenceday.com. NEPA.org, interdependence day, NEPA.org.